Cholera continues to kill an estimated 95,000 people each year and affects nearly 3 million worldwide. WHO said that urgent action was needed now to protect communities, prevent transmission and control outbreaks. The world's worst outbreaks currently in war-torn Yemen, and up to 1 million people are expected to come into contact with the waterborne disease there by the end of the year. WHO's head of health emergencies, Dr. Peter Salama, said at a press conference in Geneva to launch the new strategy that the disease costs the world economy more than $2 billion each year.
We also project that the situation for cholera could become worse because of a combination of factors, including conflict, climate change, urbanization, and population growth. The roadmap promises a new approach to an old disease. Its aim is to reduce deaths by 90% in 47 countries affected by cholera, with 20 countries eliminating the disease.
Dr. Salama outlined what he called the three pillars of the ambitious roadmap.
Early detection and a quick response to outbreaks. Secondly, a multi-sectoral program which focuses on cholera hotspots that are relatively small but account for a disproportionate transmission of the cholera burden. And finally, effective coordination at global, regional and country level to support those countries.
Also addressing journalists in Geneva, the chief executive of the international water services provider WaterAid, Tim Wainwright, pointed out that cholera disproportionately affects the world's poorest and least robust communities.
It occurs particularly in places where there is an absence of water, sanitation and hygiene. We are fully committed to the plan to eliminate cholera. I believe it's really important that we get governments, technical experts, the funders to work together, to collaborate together, and most importantly of all, we need political will to really make sure that this happens.
Dr. Julie Hall, Director of Health for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, emphasised that cholera had been virtually wiped out already in developed countries and poorer countries deserved better. Working at a local level with people directly affected by cholera in the endemic hotspots would be crucial if the 2030 goal is to be reached, she said.
Cholera is a preventable disease, and in today's day and age, it really is a disgrace that we're seeing so many cholera cases. So hence, we strongly support this action. And it is the community engagement and action around water, around the vaccination, around all of these other strategies that are needed for us to be able to truly tackle cholera.
Matt Wells, United Nations.